If you take your Bibles this morning, turn with me, please, to the book of Luke, Luke chapter number 1, Luke chapter number 1. I'm sure this is a very familiar passage of Scripture, especially at Christmas time, but the Lord has really dealt in my heart, and I want to be a blessing if I can today. The Scripture we're going to read is beginning in verse 26 of Luke chapter number 1, and we've got quite a bit of ground to cover this morning, but you pray that the Lord just help us. I don't have that privilege of breaking this message in half and bringing the second half tonight. Amen. There's going to be a different man in the pulpit tonight, Brother Mike. We're looking forward to that. In verse 26, the Bible said, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty away. He hath hope in his servant Israel, in remembrance of his mercy. And he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the privilege to read the Word of God. I pray, God, today that you would help us to receive the Word of God. I pray, Lord, today you'd help this preacher. God, I pray you'd touch us and help us to be a blessing, God, today. Lord, we know that, our Father, that it's a wonderful time of the year. We celebrate the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. And Lord, we know that the Bible is true. Lord, you said, let God be true and let every man be a liar. Lord, there are many liars in the world today. There are many antichrists. that would reject the truths of God's Word. But Lord, we're thankful that, Lord, we're in that number that believes the Word of God is inerrant, infallible, and Lord, that it's pure. God, that it'll help us even in this generation. I pray, God, you'd help us today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I have a question this morning. I want to preach this morning on this little phrase here where the Bible said, "Blessed art thou among women." That's what the angel said to Gabriel, said to Mary. And I just wonder today, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I wonder today how many in this congregation would like to be blessed of the Lord. Would you like to be blessed of the Lord? I know this primarily is talking about a young woman here. The Bible said a virgin. And I believe the message would be especially geared that way today. But I believe it would fit every one of us if we want to be blessed of the Lord. I want to share some things with you today that God shared with me as I studied this passage of Scripture. Just four things, and that might get some excited. That just proves you don't know me. Amen. Somebody used to say, I used to tell the church at Liberty where I pastored, I'd say now in closing. And I'd say, if you just got excited, you're a visitor. Amen. My people knew better than to get excited just because I said now in closing. But I want to give you some things today, and I do pray it'll be a blessing. I don't believe I'll be before you long, but I want to give you what God has given me. First of all, I want you to notice in Mary's life, if you want to be blessed of the Lord, that she was in a position to be used by God. She was in a position to be used by God. I have an illustration this morning that I'll share in just a few moments. But I want to give you for a couple of things. First of all, she positioned herself, number one, in purity. She was a pure young lady. Amen. And she positioned herself that she might be used by God. I believe with all of my heart that that's important. Many people make light of the virgin birth, or if you will, the virgin conception. Amen. They make light of that, and many people don't believe that. But I tell you, it's an absolute necessity for Jesus to be the Savior of the world, that He be born of a virgin. Amen. And I didn't know this till this week. I feel so, the more I learn, the more I know I don't know. But Mary was very young, very possibly from 12 to 14 years old, when she was espoused to Joseph. And there's a lot of people in this world that don't believe that God can use young people. Can I tell you God can use young people? Can I tell you God can bless young people? Can I tell you God wants to bless young people? And a lot of people say, well, the young people are the church of tomorrow. I say, if they're not the church today, there'll be no church tomorrow. Amen. When I traveled, Brother Mike, with Rock of Ages, I went into many congregations at the age of 45 and 50 years old where I was the youngest man, the youngest person in the building. Amen. Other than my wife. She's a little bit, not much, a little bit younger than I am. Amen. But a whole lot prettier than I am. Say amen right there. Yeah. You finally got an amen. Amen. But here she was in a position. Look what the Bible said in Luke chapter 1 and verse number 27. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. There's a lot of pressure put on young men and young ladies today to lose that God said is precious before that they're married and in a relationship. But I tell you, she was positioned, amen, in a place where God could bless her. We can position ourselves to receive the blessing of God. The second thing I see in Mary's life, not only was it a position of purity, but it was a position of humility. Look at verse number 48. The Bible said, "He hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden." If you will, look at verse number 28 down through verse number 30. The angel came unto her and said, "Thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. He cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." What Mary knew was that everything that was about to happen to her were things in her life that she did not deserve.
She was highly favored of God. And may I say this morning, everything good that ever comes our way is by the grace of the living God. It's not because we merit it or we deserve it. But yet Mary did put herself in a position, amen. And then we see not only a position of purity, but we see it was a position of humility. God is about to take an ordinary woman and accomplish an extraordinary, my friend, event in her life and give us the Savior of the world. How many believes the God of heaven? I like that span this morning. Amen. How many believes that big old God in heaven that loves us and gave himself for us can take ordinary people and accomplish extraordinary things for his honor and for his glory? God wants us to put ourselves in a position that we might receive that blessing. Blessed art thou among women. I know this might be a silly illustration, but it's what the Holy Spirit brought to my mind. I even had to do a little research on the internet to make sure I was right. Amen. How many's ever heard of David Ortiz? They call him Big Poppy. He bats left-handed. I'm pretty sure he bats left-handed for the Boston Red Sox. Everybody's nodding their head up and down that knows anything about baseball right now. And I thought I knew, but anyway, what they do when David comes up to bat, he's a pull hitter. I mean, probably 95% of the time he's right, he bats left-handed, but he's going to hit the ball to the right side of the infield or the right side of the outfield. So what does the defense do? What do those players in the field do? They put on a shift. They don't even have a shortstop for David. Well, the third baseman's probably the shortstop. And then they got three players on the right-hand side. And he's picturing this in your mind. They just shift the defense around that way. Why? Because they want to catch the ball. Say amen. They know that 95% of the time, this is where it's coming. Amen. I got online there and I did a little research to make sure that David was one of those men that they did that for. He's a big man. And I got to watch a little video and it was so funny because he pretended like he was going to bunt. Now that's funny, isn't it? Amen. David Ortiz bunting. Amen. But the whole left side of the infield's wide open. He could probably walk to first base if he'd learn how to bunt. Amen. Because everybody's over here. But you say, preacher, I don't understand that. Listen, what they're doing is positioning themselves to catch the ball if it stays in the park. Amen. He's a big hitter. He pretended like he was going to bunt, and the next pitch he knocked it out over the fence. Amen. That's just the way he is. You can't defend that. Amen. It's a home run. But you say, preacher, what are you trying to say to us this morning? Mary positioned herself to catch the blessings of God. And I believe that's what we ought to do. Amen. Is position ourselves that when God wants to pour out a blessing, let me say this. I believe God's got more blessings than he's got receivers in this generation. He wants to pour out a blessing. Amen. And he wants us to position ourselves that we might catch the blessing, amen, from him. I noticed the position. She was in a position to be used by God. Secondly, let me give you this. She had a purpose to be used by God. You say, preacher, I don't know what you mean. Well, let me show you this. It happened on purpose, not by accident. In Luke chapter 1 here, in verse number 26 down through verse number 30, the Bible said here that the angel came, Gabriel came into the city of Galilee named Nazareth, the Virgin Mary espoused to this man named Joseph. He said, Hail, thou art highly favored. Blessed, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And if you go down there in verse number 29, she saw him. She was troubled at his saying. She cast in her mind. She's thinking what manner of salutation this should be. In verse 30, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, thou hast found favor with God. He said, Preacher, I don't understand. Let me give you something quickly. In verse 26 down through verse number 30, the Lord came to Mary. Let me say this. In the grace of God, the Lord is always the one that initiates the transgression. The transaction. He's always the one that initiates the transaction. He's the one that came to Mary. But you say, it was not over there. It wasn't over and done right there. Amen. Let me show you something. The Bible said there's a purpose to be used of God. Look in verse number 38. In these verses I read in your hearing just now, the Lord comes to Mary. But in verse number 38, Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. I'm telling you, God came to Mary. And then Mary came to God and said, Here am I, Lord, just like Isaiah did. Amen. and said, be it unto me according to thy word. Here's what I believe. I don't believe God will force his blessings on anyone. I've told people often in soul winning that Jesus is a gentleman. He'll knock at the door, but he will not knock the door down. Amen. We must open the door. We must receive him into our heart, receive him into our life. The blessings are there, but he will not force them on us. He wants us to receive the blessings of God. There was a purpose to be used of God. And Barnabas in Acts chapter number 11 and verse number 23, the Bible said, who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad. And he exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. In other words, a person that's going to be used of God, it has to happen on purpose. It's not going to happen by accident. Amen. I tell you, listen, it's a choice that we make. God, I want to position myself to catch whatever you have for my life. Amen. But listen to me. Here's what happens sometimes. We want to position ourselves to catch whatever we want for our lives. Listen to me carefully. What we want for our lives may be totally different than what God wants for our life. Amen. You say, well, preacher, none of our young ladies are going to be the mother of the Lord Jesus. That's already happened. That's exactly right. None of our ladies are going to be the mother of the Lord Jesus. That's only happened once, and it'll never happen again. Amen. Once for all. But I tell you what some of our young ladies could do. They could be the mother of the next missionary. They could be the mother of the next pastor of this church or some other great church. They could be a missionary themselves. They could be the wife, amen, of the evangelist that had turned this country upside down for the glory of God. But they have to position themselves to catch the blessing, amen. And I tell you, we're living in a generation where Hollywood is surely steering us away from that. Amen. Hollywood, more times than not, it's Hellawood. Somebody say amen right there. It's not a reflection of anything that's, my friend, that's pure and wholesome and right. But normally it's a reflection of everything that comes straight out of hell. Listen, God said, I want you to position yourself. Mary did. She was in a position to receive. They are highly favored among women. Listen, when God came to her, she was already in a position that God could take her right there and use her for the glory of God. And I tell you what we need to do. We need to position ourselves. You know what, Brother Mike? I'm glad the Holy Ghost brought this back to my heart. I don't remember well. But you know what we would be doing, brother, if we would get in Proverbs and take it one chapter a day? We'd just be getting in a position. Oh, that God might dump that cup of blessing out in our life. Amen. We'd be getting in a position to go away from sin and go away from the world and go away from the temptation and go towards the things of God. Amen. Brother Mike was talking. I hope I'm not stealing some of his thunder for tonight, but when he was going towards the fellowship hall last night, it was easy. There was a light on in the back of the fellowship hall. But he said, I thought, well, I'd make it back to the restroom without turning the light on. But as he was going away from the light, he said, man, it got difficult. He said, I was actually feeling my way. And I told him I experienced the same thing over here in this hallway. Listen, I have to turn the light on if I'm coming this way in the dark, but I don't even turn the light on. I'm one of them misers, amen. If I can make it back there in the dark, that little instrument panel for the alarms back there, all I got to do is line up with it and walk, amen. And it's just a little bit of light in a dark hallway over there. But if I'm going to the light, I can make it fine. But if I'm going away from the light, Listen, not position myself. I'm going to stumble in the darkness. I see here a position to be used by God, a purpose to be used by God. But look at this. I like this. Is everybody liking this so far? Boy, I like it. This is the mother of our Lord Jesus. And I'm not a mother. I'm a man. Amen. But I can still position myself to be used by God. I can, my friend, purpose in my heart. Lord, I want to be used by God in this generation. Watch this now, verse number 31 down through verse number 33. There's a plan to be used by God. There's a plan. Watch this now. Listen to me carefully. A preacher don't want to be mean this morning. I'm not going to be mean, but I'm going to say something in a minute you need to catch. There's a plan to be used by God. Listen to what verse 34 said. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be? Seeing that I know not a man. Now she's heard the news. You're going to have a baby. And that baby's going to be the son of the highest. He's going to be the son of David. He's going to be the Savior of Israel. And I think that's a pretty fair question. Amen. By the way, let me just stop and say this. When Mary gets to rejoicing after a while, she's rejoicing in God, her Savior. Mary needed a Savior just like you and I need a Savior. There's a whole big religion built in this world. Amen. Don't believe that. But it's the truth. She called Him my Savior. She was highly favored. She was blessed. But she was born in iniquity just like you and I were. And she needed a Savior. And she was going to carry that Savior in her womb. But there's a plan, a question, fair enough. How shall this be? How shall this be? How's it going to happen? God didn't hold it against her. I've heard people say, well, God's people should never ask why. You better take that up with Calvary. Our Lord hung on an old rugged cross and cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And Mary's asking, how shall this be? Now, let's look at the plan. Here's the plan. If we're going to be used by God, the angel had an answer. Look at the answer in verse number 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, you just do the best you can, Mary. And Mary, you hang out with good people. That's not what it says, is it? It said the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. I'm going to tell you something. Listen, you say, preacher, how in the world can our young people, how in the world can moms and dads, how can the world can mamas and papas carry out the plan of God for us? Listen, there's not a lot of preaching done on this in these days, but it's found in the Spirit-filled life. The Holy Ghost must help us and lead us in the paths of righteousness. You say, preacher, that's old-timey preaching. No, it's Bible preaching. Amen. I'm telling you, the angel said, listen, Mary, I'll tell you how it's going to happen, honey. The Holy Ghost is going to come upon thee. We're living in a generation that treats those words like they're taboo. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Ghost that can lead us and guide us in the paths of righteousness. Brother Mike, you said 16 years ago. Now listen, God didn't come down in human form 16 years ago and sit down with you. But what He did, the Holy Ghost came by and said, will you be my servant? Will you go tell them young people that I ain't forgot them, that I love them? Miss Paula, will you go with him? Will you follow your husband? And listen, they had a visit from God. I believe with all of my heart. I'm telling you, I know with all of my heart. I wouldn't be standing in this pulpit had not God visited me right out there on that parking lot. I know what God did in my heart. I didn't have a bodily form come down, but I had a Bible that was open. And the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart. Thank God. Thank God. The Holy Ghost can lead us. How's it going to happen? How's the plan going to happen? The song said, where He leads me, I will follow. This was not Mary's plan for Mary's life, but this was God's plan for Mary's life. Mary had lost her life, and in so doing, she found it. I tell you, so many are hanging on to their life, and in so doing, they lose it. Jesus said, whosoever will lose his life for my name's sake in the Gospels, we'll find it. But whosoever shall save his life, you keep it for yourself and you'll lose it. You'll lose it. You'll lose it. A plan to be used of God. God has a plan. How many of you young people, I will ask for a show of hand. How many of y'all believe God has a plan for your life? How many of y'all believe God has a plan for your life? How many of the adults believe God has a plan, a perfect plan for your life? Now let me say something. I'm not trying to be ugly. But you're not going to find God's plan for your life on Facebook. You're going to find it in the faith book. And I believe we're living in a generation, listen, not only of young people, but I'm telling you, too many people spending too much time with television and Facebook and everything else under the sun and don't have time to open God's book. That's the instruction manual for life. And thank God to Brother Grizzle, when she prays after a while, she's quoting scripture after scripture after scripture. Mary was a woman of faith because she was a woman of the Word. A woman of the Word of God. Oh, beloved friend, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be ugly. The only reason I don't do Facebook is I just don't have time. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing Facebook. But if you've got all kinds of time for Facebook and don't have time for the Bible, it's become an idol. I love to hunt. Love it. I don't like it. I love it. Amen. I love it. But wouldn't it be sad if I had time to hunt last week but didn't have time to hunt me a blessing? Have time to hunt a message. Have time to hunt what God's people needed. Have time to pray. Have time to tell somebody else about Jesus. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? It's about priorities. Amen. I'm just saying, listen, Brother Mike said it took 3 minutes, maybe 3 minutes and 26 seconds to read that chapter. And we're in bad shape if we can't afford 4 or 5 minutes a day for a chapter in the Word of God. There are people that can tell you exactly what's on TV at exactly what time. But they can't quote the books of the Bible. They couldn't tell you how to find Malachi. Y'all get that after a while. That's Malachi. Amen. Amen. They couldn't tell you how to find it in the Word of God. Listen, there was a position to be used by God. There was a purpose to be used by God. There was a plan to be used by God. You say, preacher, how was it going to happen? In verse 38, here's the words. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. You say, preacher, none of us are going to give birth to the Savior. And I know that. I know that. But listen to me. I'll tell you where we're going to find God's plan for our life. It's to get before Him and say, God, whatever you say, I'll do it. Amen. I tell you, I've used this illustration before about the will of God. So many people, what they want to do, they want to fill it out. They fill it out, fill it out, fill it out. Lord, you just fill it out and I'll look at it. I'll look at it, Lord, and if I like it, I'll sign it. That's not the way the will of God works. I'll tell you how the will of God works. You sign it. I'm just putting my initials. You just sign it down there at the bottom and say, God, fill it out. Fill it in. Fill it out. Whatever you put on the paper, Lord. I love you, Lord. You are the Lord of my life, as Hannah sang about. Lord, that means I'm going to do whatever you say. Fill it out. Sign it. Give it to God. Fill it out. Fill it out. You see, Mary wasn't filling in the blanks. How many realize that? God filled in the blanks. And I'll tell you something, what Mary did before she ever knew the whole situation. She said, be unto me. Be it unto me according to thy word. I'll tell you something right now. There's a plan. There's a position to be used of God. There's a purpose to be used of God. There's a plan to be used of God. But let me give you this in closing this morning. There's a praise for being used of God. I found out some things. Boy, this blessed me. I hope it'll bless you. Mary begins over here in verse number 46. Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Let me give you just a couple of things real quickly. Praise is not just something that's external. It'll come out. But listen, praise, real genuine praise comes from within. This was coming from down inside of Mary's soul. She said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. How many's with me right there? There's a praise because God is going to use her. She's going to bless His name. Amen. Now watch this. Not only does she say in verse 46 that it's her soul, but in verse 47 she says, He's my Savior. My soul doth rejoice in God. My spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. Let me give you a couple of things real quickly. Number one, the Bible in Psalm 33 and verse 1 says, praise is comely. How many remembers over there in the message in Philippians where we were studying about those things that becometh the gospel? Remember, we're to walk in those things that become the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Praise is one of those things that's becoming to the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, my blessed Redeemer. Amen. Praise Him. He's worthy of praise. He said, preacher, I don't like them people praising the Lord. You better stay out of glory. You better stay out of heaven. I tell you that right now. Ain't going to be a lot of praise going on over there. I done read about it. Amen. There ought to be a lot of practicing going on down here. But it comes from within. Her soul is swelled up inside of her. But let me give you something. Not only is praise comely, I want you to see something. Praise is catchy. How many of y'all know what the mully grubs are? I don't know how you spell mully grubs, but I know how to do them. How many's ever had the mully grubs? Amen. All just down in the dumps. Amen. Ain't got a smile. Ain't got no joy. Amen. You say, preacher, when you going to speak English? When I get the glory, if they speak English over there. Amen. Until then, it'll just be country time. Say amen. I believe with all of my heart. Listen, listen. Praise is not only comely, but praise is catchy. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, let me give you this. I studied this. It was 80 to 100 miles from Nazareth to the hill country of Judea. 80 to 100 miles. I mean, the Bible said she made haste. Now, I don't know what that means exactly. But I think I know a little bit about what that means. How many believes that on that journey, there was a whole lot of joy? Now, if Mary was part of a caravan, the Bible don't tell us, then she made it in about 3 days. If Mary was walking, they walked normally about 20 miles a day, then it took her about 5 days to make the journey. If Mary was walking from Nazareth, it's up here on the map, way up here above Jerusalem. You come over, come down, come through Jericho, come over to Jerusalem, and then the hill country is right down in here on the map. He said, preacher, what are you trying to say? Listen to him carefully. There was joy on the journey. There wasn't just joy at the end. How would you like to run into Mary on the way? How many believe she would have told it? Glory to God, the angel come by. I'm going to get to carry the Son of God. I'm going to get to have that baby that's going to be called the Son of the Highest, the Son of David, the Savior of the world. I believe she does. My friend, I picture her skipping. Amen. Whoa, glory. Amen. You say, preacher, you're crazy. Leave me alone. I'm having a good time being crazy. I mean, she had joy on the journey. Amen. But listen, you say, preacher, what do you mean about praise is catchy? I got Bible for this. What happened when she got down there to Elizabeth's house? What happened? Little old John in there, sister. Boy, he just leaped. He said, what about that, mama? Woo! Amen. The Bible said that there was John filled with the Holy Ghost. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, my friend, we ought to hang around with people that are full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because it's catchy. Now, the molly grubs are catchy, too. Say amen right there. The molly grubs are about like the flu. But you know what we ought to do? I borrowed some off of Brother Jimmy a while ago. I borrowed some of that sanctifying juice, and I put it on my hands. And I don't know what that sanctifying juice is. Amen. I don't know what they call it, really. I've always called it sanctifying juice. Amen. I put it on my hands because I really don't want to catch the flu if I can keep from it. I really don't want to be throwing my toenails up if I can keep from it. Somebody help me. Amen. A lot of people have been sick. But you know what we ought to do? We ought to treat sin the same way. And we ought to treat people that don't have a heart for our Savior the same way. That don't mean that we can't be kind to them. That don't mean we can't witness to them. But I tell you what it does mean. Better not be running with them. Because that mully grubs is catchy too. Amen. But I tell you what, hang around people that are rejoicing in the Lord. Hang around people that love the Lord. And I believe it'll help us. Amen. The Bible said there was a praise in Mary's life. I don't know about you, but I want there to be a praise in my heart, a praise in my life. There was joy for the journey. Now I want you to notice one more thing and I'm done. I want you to notice this. Remember the title of the message? Blessed art thou among women. Blessed art thou among women. How many of you young ladies would like to be blessed among women? Show me your hand if you'd like to be blessed Would you like to be blessed? Anybody else want to be blessed? Anybody else want to be, you want to be blessed among women? Let me show you something in the Bible right here. This is good. Look here in a few verses with me. First of all, our text verse. The angel said in verse number 28, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee." That right there is a blessed woman. When the Lord's with you. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Now I want you to notice this. Look at verse 42. What's Elizabeth have to say? She spake out with a loud voice. And she said, "Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb." So it went now from the angel to Elizabeth. But watch what Mary says. Look as she's praying and rejoicing in the Lord. Look at verse number 48. She said, "For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." Wouldn't it be wonderful if God called you blessed? Wouldn't it be wonderful if one of your friends called you blessed? And wouldn't it be wonderful if one day after a while, when you're laying in a box up here, a casket, if generation after generation after generation could say, "That was my mama, that was my grandmama, and I'm blessed among women." Listen to me. In every generation. You say, "Preacher, here we are. Somewhere north of 2,000 years after the birth of Christ, and still talking about a blessed woman." Amen. Can I tell you something right now? Let me give you something. You don't have to get mad at me. If you do, just get in line. But the Women's Lib movement didn't do anything for women as far as blessing them. Let me say it again in case you didn't get it. The Women's Lib movement didn't do anything for women as far as blessing them. God showed us how to be blessed. The blessing comes when we yield to Him. The blessing comes when we know Him. The blessing comes when we serve Him. The blessing comes when we put ourselves in a position to catch the blessings of God. I thought about this morning. You say, "Well, preacher, you talked about Mary's purity." I'm reminded that in the generation we live in, that many young ladies and many young men have already lost their purity. You say, "Preacher, what are you going to do? You going to slam them?" No. I'm going to tell them about a Savior that can forgive them. David messed up. The preacher told us about it this morning. But let me tell you this. You can still catch the blessings of God. You say, "Preacher, you're just going to give them a license to go sin?" No, let me tell you about sin. It comes with scars. It comes with consequences. Amen? But I'm telling you that even if we have messed up, the God of heaven can pick us up, clean us up, and use us for the glory of God. He used Peter for His glory. He used Paul for His glory. He used David for His glory. Blessed art thou among women. Let me remind you something. You can't do anything about the past, but you can do something about the present. Amen. And in the present, you can put yourself in a position where God can bless you in the future. Sister Danita and Sister Jennifer, I was talking to Brother Dustin. I about forgot his name. I told him I believe we witnessed a miracle in the play this year. God took a Pharisee and made Jesus out of him. Amen. You know what really scares me? He was good at both parts, wasn't he? Amen. You'd have to see the play to understand that. Amen. But you know what? If God can take a Pharisee and make a Savior out of him, God can take us and make something out of us too. Say amen right there. I believe that. You say, "Preacher, you ain't got no Bible for what you just said." Yeah, I do. How about Paul? He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. And God made a missionary to the Gentiles out of him. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing? No telling what God will do with your life if you just put yourself in a position to catch the blessing of God. God wants to give you a blessing. God wants you to be a blessed mother and a blessed father, a blessed son, a blessed daughter, a blessed brother, a blessed sister. God wants to bless mammas and papas. I got me a blessing the other day, and I'm not going to say which one. That way she can get the... Well, I've done messed up right there. But anyway, if you don't know my situation too good, maybe I didn't mess up too bad. But one of my grandchildren sitting on the couch, Brother John with the Bible open. I said, "What you reading, honey?" Genesis. "I want to read through my Bible, Papa. I want to read through my Bible." I just say hallelujah. See, that Bible's catchy. You get to reading in that Bible, it won't be long. You'll be wanting to get to know the one that wrote it. You'll be wanting to get him down in your heart and put yourself in a position that he can bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Lots of times what God's wanting to do with us as a church is just get ourselves in a position where he can dump it out. How many believe he wants to dump it out? He's just looking for somebody to catch it. Amen. He don't want to waste his blessing, but he's looking for somebody to just catch it. Say, "Dump it out here, Lord. Dump it out here. The blessings. The blessing. Blessed art thou among women." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the privilege to preach the Word of God today. Thank you for giving us enough strength and enough voice today, Lord, to stand and share, God, what you shared with us. Lord, early Thursday morning, you begin to deal this way in my heart. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Mary. Thank you for Elizabeth. Thank you for John. Thank you for Zacharias. Thank you for Joseph. Thank you, Lord, most of all for Jesus, our Savior. I pray, God, today, Lord, that you would help us. Help us, our Father, to get in the faith book, the Bible. Help us, our Father, to spend ample time there that we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.